This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, I guess part of doing this job sometimes is to be a therapist, and we're not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, there's nothing good about the way the Phillies end it. But we can try to pep you up with Eagles tickets, and we're going to do that at 8 o'clock today. I know, right? Eagles and the Browns play on Sunday.
Beautiful day on Sunday.
Beautiful! As I said earlier, we better get a convincing win because that's the only thing that'll convince me, and I think most of us, that we actually have an elite football team this year.
I want to see a win where our quarterback is under center a lot.
I agree.
A lot.
I agree,
like all the stuff you told us was going to be, it better happen. Like a lot of it.
It better be.
But, Joe, I don't think they could do anything against the Browns where we'll all be like, they're elite. After, yeah. Even if they win by 30,
James,
you know?
But they can make us feel a lot.
Without a doubt.
If the Eagles lose.
Oh, it'll be a disaster.
Holy hell.
Even if they win by like 2 points, we're not going to feel good.
I am so sick of excuse me wins.
Did you guys see the line to this game?
It's about what, 8, right?
It's up to 9.5.
Wow.
Yeah. In some places.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk some more, Phil. So phone lines for you, 215-592-9494. We're sprinkling in the Eagles. But heaviest on the Phils for obvious reasons. Our chance today as we broadcast from Borgata this morning. For the first time since the death of this year's Phillies team, we welcome in and we love him, Mr. Ruben Amar. Ruben, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ruben, there's so much to get to. Two things right out of the gate. First, your reaction to what happened.
Well, I'm not all that surprised, to be frank with you. I mean, we just didn't play great baseball in the second half of the season, and the Mets were playing great baseball the second half of the season. And you know, you can talk about mojo, you can talk about a whole bunch of different things, but the reality of it was, as a team, the Mets were playing better baseball, and they were a better team overall playing at the end of the season. And unfortunately, the Phillies were not able to execute, the Mets were, and that here's where we are. And I mean, this is
who disappointed you the most?
I think the offense, just in general, really disappointed me because I thought they would make the adjustments that were necessary, and they just got exploited. I mean, the swing decisions.
Exploited is a great word for that.
They really were exploited, and they were exploited.
Can
like
I say
they were
this, Ruben,
in the playoffs last year.
They exploited themselves.
Yeah, and I sort of
exposed themselves to that exploitation.
Yeah, I agree
they
with
said,
that.
They said, hey, come on in and throw me a ball
That's
in the dirt.
So crazy.
Because I'm going to swing. Throw me another ball in the dirt because I'm going to swing. You know what, pitcher? Throw me another ball in the dirt. You know why? Because I'm going to swing.
Yeah, they sabotaged themselves with their dumb approach.
So
why didn't they fix it, Ruben?
I think that there was some tension. It was a lot. They played with a lot of tension. And I think they played with an expectation and a heaviness that the Mets did not have. The Mets, for me, were playing with house money. They were playing loose and free and easy, and they had a culture in their clubhouse that they changed dramatically. It was like a cosmic shift that they had in the middle of the season when they had a, you know.
It's about as light as you can get when it's the big purple
correct.
Grimace guy. Like, really, that is light and fun as it.
They were enjoying baseball, and the Phillies were not.
Yeah.
It was still like business for the Phillies, and it was not joy.
So, Ruben, we will continue to, obviously, and with everyone at 215-592-9494, break down what happened and the emotional edge of how we feel, but there is now this process to begin for what to do. You have been through this. I mean, there are very few people in the history of Philly sports that have dealt with a team with a great record, falls flat in the playoffs, and now you got to evaluate, do I react to the immediate failure, or do I look at the broader picture and say, I still got a pretty damn good team, let me be careful about dumping a bunch of players. So what do you do if you're Dave Dombrowski? I mean, you did win close to 100 games. You won like 90. What was the chance? 95?
95.
Okay. I mean, Ruben, what do you do?
They have a very good group of players, a good core group of players. I think that it's obvious that they need people who have more quality at bats. They have a bunch of dangerous and accomplished hitters. They don't have great hitters. And what I mean by that is guys, and Bohm was that guy until the very end of the season where he just sort of disappeared.
And Trey was that guy before he got here.
Yeah, and I think he was, but he was, and he is much,
was he
much
really
streakier.
That guy?
He was pretty damn good, John.
He was much, much streakier than I had imagined. And
no, I agree, but I'm saying the Trey Turner
great.
With Washington and the L.A. Dodgers
no
was
doubt.
A big-time player.
Big
you
time.
Don't get $300 million without being a big-time player.
And I didn't watch him closely enough to know that he was such a free swinger. Because that's what he is. I mean, he's a hacker and a slasher, and that can be good if you're making consistent contact. But when you're swinging out of the zone and not hitting it, and you're not fouling it off, and you're not staying alive and at bats, then it makes it really difficult.
Well, and when you age
like
with
that.
Your reflexes, I mean, that's another issue with it. You can get to balls a lot when you're younger and your reflexes are quicker. You can hit more stuff.
Yeah, I think he's. I don't think he's like past his prime as
no,
far as hand,
no,
eye
no,
hand
but
quickness
he's heading
and stuff
that direction.
I think one of the biggest things that I remember texting Stocker in the middle of the game sometimes, and while I was at home and they were on the road or what have you, or I was listening to some games, that I see this team guessing a lot. They guess a lot. It's the one of the biggest guessing teams in baseball. I don't watch
That's a big
them.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Statement right there. One of the biggest guessing teams in baseball. How do you know that?
Because they're swinging out of the hand. They're almost swinging at the pitch without even seeing the pitch. They're making decisions before they even swing at the pitch. Okay, I'm going to get there's a 66% chance I'm going to get a slider here, and I'm going to swing at it no matter what. And that's what I saw out of a lot of guys. And so I believe, and I think that's happening in hitting across the board where guys – where you no longer get like a 3-1 fastball. You get 3-1 sliders. You
right.
get 3-1 changeups. You yep. get, 2-0 changeups and sliders. But I go back to like the old school of hitting thought process. Like see the ball, see it as a strike, and swing at it. And I don't know that we have enough guys in the lineup who have that approach. Harper does, I think, generally. He does, he does a pretty good job of it. Bohm, for the most part, does a pretty good job.
Schwarber's got a great eye.
But you look, he has a great eye, but he also does.
He does
swing and miss a lot.
But
so,
he's so gifted with his hands. His hands
he's
are
so quick.
Like, is this idea, this concept, doable as much as it was previously?
At this age, probably you can guess some. But I mean, the bottom line is this: if the pitch is not in the strike zone, you just don't swing at it. I mean, that sounds really, really simple, and I didn't do a great job of it myself in the major leagues, but because the stuff was crisper and they were also a lot better at being able to pinpoint it. But nowadays, they can't pinpoint it. A lot of these guys just throw the pitches out of the zone. They just have great stuff and great spin, and it spins a lot, and it's tough to hit. But if it's not a strike, you ain't never going
to
hit it.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. I mean, we got a lot to do with Ruben as it relates to how to move this thing forward. 215-592-9494. Again, a series of questions related to the Phils. I mean, obviously, just your chance to get off your chest your immense disappointment, which we all feel. Also, are you shocked? I sense most people are. I'm not. You heard Ruben say he's not. I mean, they really were an average team for the last 4 months. Are you shocked? And who to keep and who to dump? Who to keep and who to dump? Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, you're on WIP.
Good morning, guys. Hello,
what's up,
Ruben.
Ed?
How's it going?
Good morning.
I'm going to sit here and play a little GM in my pajamas over my coffee. I think... You know, if Dave Dombrowski is going to go out and get a guy somehow, get Luis Arraez in here and get him in here like yesterday, I think he would be, with his contact rate, the perfect two-hole hitter. You know, you got Kyle Schwarber getting on base, Arraez moving him over, Harper knocking him in. I think that's almost a...
Isn't he a lefty? Won't that be three straight lefties? Am I
wrong?
It
would be.
Yeah.
It might not matter for Arraez, though.
Well, it doesn't matter for Arraez.
Yeah, he'll hit anything anywhere. It doesn't matter.
But they're not getting Arraez.
No, the Padres are not trading Arraez.
Yeah, well, that's a This is like.
All right, Ed, let's
like
go for Babe Ruth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I get everyone on my wish list to Santa? No, but he's on there. So
well, the offense was as dead as Babe Ruth. So
yeah,
that going
it was.
Yeah. So, but my problem is, and I'm not doing the whole fire the analytics staff. That's dumb. Because analytics is just data. It's the people who utilize the data who do not utilize the data. It's Rob Thompson. It's his coaching staff. I don't know what the answer is, but I think.
Well, I will say this, Ed, and I don't know the answer to this. Unless the organization hounds the manager, whomever the manager is, in this case, Rob Thompson, to say thou shall utilize or overutilize analytics. And I don't know how that comes down. I really don't. But I do wonder if, you know, I mean, I think with both the Eagles and Phillies, we've wondered at times if the coach or manager is influenced by front office that says this wing, which is a big wing, you're going to listen to them a lot. You're going to do what they tell you. And I don't know. I mean, but I think it's fair to speculate.
Yeah, I just think in terms of, you know, just looking at players, I really think they need to just boil it down to we need to find players who get on base, find players who slug, and that's it. It doesn't have to be more complicated than that.
Well, listen, sure, but here's what is complicated, how to get those players and how to get rid of the ones you have.
I'd like to find some tough-minded guys. I mean, Alec Bohm, that attitude and flip that and bring whoever that is in here. I do think that matters, and I do think we've got a problem right now with the outlook, period, with guys like that in the clubhouse.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.